Global Radio
Love
TV
Talk
Show.
Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are so excited because we are introducing the HWPL Peace Schools, and this will be a regular feature on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We've been talking about how do we influence the children, how do we influence the families, how do we create peace by starting where everything starts, in the household. Well, today's guests from HWPL are going to present to us some of the great features that these peace schools that have been initiated by this wonderful global peace organization all around the world. And now we're going to bring it online through the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. So you hold on, stay with us. We'll be right back with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, our American Muslim 360 family, and our guests today, Cheryl Jones and Teresa Johnson of HWPL. We want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back after these few messages, so stay with us. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. Thank you.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And we are back. We are joining our American Muslim 360 family.
Bring in our sound to our Blog Talk family. So for our listeners and viewers, we are on Facebook, the Female Solution Facebook page, and we're also on our YouTube channel, the Female Solution, and in addition to our Blog Talk radio channel, we're also on American Muslim 360, so you can hear us on all of those outlets. And we always stress that we're a global audience with a global message. And there's nothing more global in our concern today than world peace. So we have been involved with the organization Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light for the past 6 years. 7 years, perhaps, and I had the privilege of attending two of their global peace conferences, and it's absolutely awesome, realizing that the world has been organizing for peace for a long time, and we have not, in America, been as conscious of this reality, that there is a successful movement happening. The organization HWPL was launched by Chairman Man Hee Lee of South Korea. He was moved as a Korean War veteran to put steps in place that would end war for good everywhere. And his first step was to bring the religious leaders together and to understand that all of us have in our teachings some kind of guidelines for the way we should treat each other. So he hosts these, he has outlets of chapters of HWPL all over the world, and every month they hold dialogues with faith leaders of diverse and beliefs on different topics to come to a point of commonality so that we can realize that we really, regardless of who we follow and what we call ourselves, we really all believe the same thing, essentially, so that we can stop fighting. And if we can get the spiritual community together, that can set the foundation for the rest of the world. So that's been the focus of HWPL. And in that initiative, Chairman Manuley also put together the specialists in international law to come together and form a document that they have taken to the United Nations and to nations around the world, which basically outlines some steps as to bringing peace and agreements between nations, within nations. So there's a code of conduct that we can all agree. And that was the next step. And then now the thing is to teach a philosophy of peace. And this is where the peace school come in. So HWPL established schools to teach this to children. And we, of course, we've been advocating this for years, saying that it all begins in the home. But you have to have a curriculum that supports the idea of cooperation and mutual respect. And that hasn't been what we've been teaching in American schools. We've been teaching conquer and winning and taking what other people have. We might call it something nice, but really it comes down to wanting to be dominant over others and being proud of that. But that thought is destructive. So we need to change the thought. And this is what these peace schools are involved in. So I'm going to be bringing on our guests as soon as they can kind of stabilize the cameras there and make sure we get a nice clear picture of our guests who are members of HWPL and have been involved in so much of the organizing and promoting the principles so that people can understand. This is just basically a matter of us changing our thought. If we can change the way we think, we can change what we create society. And it starts with what we're teaching the children. So we've developed a partnership. We've developed a collaboration with HWPL. And we're going to be launching the Peace School curriculum on our show. It's a 12-week program, and we'll be launching it starting this summer so that our school children and their parents can begin the process of transforming thought and seeing themselves and the world differently and seeing their mission differently. We're not teaching children to go out and get a job. We're teaching them so they can create different structures whereby we can interact as a human family in a way that is right and just and fair for everyone so that everyone's needs are met. This is not about any one nation dominate another. This is not about conquering. This is not about trying to control. It's trying to say what we always say, share. And so peace comes with realization that everyone has a right to life, as we say in the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, we need to make that a reality. We need to make that a real intention behind what we teach our children. So we want you all to call in, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. We certainly want you all to add to this conversation. And if you're on our American Muslim 360 channel, press 1 on 515-605-9891. We truly do appreciate all of you who are of the mindset to change the world. We're not here to conform to what is. We're here to transform to what should be. That is our goal. That's our mission. And so we come together with those of like mind so we can make that happen. So, Brother Kareem, I'm going to bring on our guest today. We have the beautiful Cheryl Jones. And the hidden Teresa Johnson, we hope we can get her camera so we can see her beautiful face as well. Ah, there we are. Wonderful. Thank you all for joining us today on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, we're so excited. We have with us our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family, wonderful broadcast station going throughout the world, bringing a message of peace, as always, and as a human family, to accept each other, to love each other, to support each other, and even if we disagree, to still remain in a state of peace. So now I've given a little bit of synopsis and a little bit of background about HWPL for our listeners who have perhaps not been aware of the organization. And we definitely want people to join in the dialogues that are held every month and to benefit from the diversity of those who participate so that we can realize that we really, regardless of what we may believe, we really are following the same principles of the Creator. And so there's no need for argument. If you all would give us a bit of insight about the HWPL Peace School and how that is intended to prepare students for a different way of thinking and behaving so that we have peace.
Sure. Okay. Thank you so much, Naima, for inviting us to share and to talk about this amazing program, or should I say initiative, that HWPL has. And so just to share a little bit of background, so the purpose of HWPL, Peace Education, is to train and to educate people to become citizens of peace and to become peace messengers, you know, so that they can, you know, work together with HWPL to be able to, you know, just overall coexist and spread a culture of peace in all parts of the world. It takes, you know, not just one organization, not just, you know, a few people, but it takes all of us, you know, all the leaders, all those who, you know, have this desire for peace, you know. I hope that that's, you know, that one element that we would all have in common is everybody wants to have peace. But peace, you know, doesn't just fall in our laps. You know, we have to work for it. We have to make efforts to make peace a reality. You know, we have to do things that foster peace. We have to work to help change mindsets of people to help bring on peace. And so HWPL has done such an amazing job in establishing this beautiful program. And it is for, you know, children of all ages, as early as, you know, 3 to 5 year olds, all the way up to adults. We have a curriculum, and this curriculum can be structured for all ages, you know, and we are in the process of working with, you know, leaders of the organization to teach them the curriculum first, because they would be the peace ambassadors, the peace teachers, you know. So we work with them to teach them, to give understanding and education on the curriculum first before it is shared. And so those peace ambassadors or instructors, then they would go and teach and share this curriculum with their students. It doesn't matter of the setting. It can be a school. It can be a, you know, peace organization, a university, grammar school, summer camp. So it doesn't matter of the setting. The point is to get the message out, to get, you know, the mind and the heart to thinking about peace, to get the minds changed, to begin to become ambassadors of peace and to work for peace, you know, to just carry that mindset, because mindset is everything.
Yeah.
Right? So, so we, like I said, you know, we've developed this curriculum with the theme of heavenly culture, you know? So, and when you think of heavenly culture, what do you think about? Well, you know, what comes to your mind?
Peace.
Heavenly thoughts, right?
Heavenly thoughts, right, yes.
So, yeah, so we developed that curriculum with that mindset in place. And it can be divided into two parts. I'll stop talking and I'll give my partner a chance to share more on the peace education and then I can also, you know, share more. So I will give her the floor now.
So Teresa, tell us more. Well, from my understanding, first the teachers will be taught and then they can teach the students things that the teachers are taught that they'll be imparting.
Well, the teachers have to first be taught the curriculum itself, because in order to spread the words of peace, you first have to know each section of the curriculum. So the curriculum will be taught one by one so that teachers can teach, because remember, we're teaching different levels, right? We can't just teach those. We just can't get the curriculum. It's 12 steps. So ourselves, we can't just teach 12 steps in one setting. That would be too much.
Right.
So we're going to teach it to you, the peace ambassadors, so in a way that you yourself can break it down and teach others. Because remember, everybody learns differently too. So even though you're going to teach the standard curriculum, but you've got to learn a way to teach it, because you have to keep your audience in mind, whether it be adults or whether it be children. Yeah. But think about this. We're learning how to coexist through A3PL. So coexisting means a lot of things when you look at it. So I'll turn it back over to Cheryl.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I think about, and we talked about this often, the fact that you have a lot of adults that may not understand the concept of guiding and teaching young people without using acts of violence. We've had this conversation many times on the show about corporal punishment. And sometimes adults get frustrated when young people won't do as they're told, or if young people may be a little bit too excited or active or whatever the case may be. And the old school way of getting immediate obedience and results is to hit. Now, if you have been raised that way and you are believing that the way you must get someone to do something is to use force, well, that's the total contradiction to the principles of peace. You know, you can't use violence to teach nonviolence. So how does the curriculum address those mindsets of people believing that you must use force when someone won't do what you want them to do? Or you want to take a stab at that?
I would say that type of corporal punishment is not there in this piece curriculum. Because think about it. How can you teach a child peace when you're hitting them?
Right.
You can't.
Don't your neighbor.
Listen, when we go old school and we think back to ourselves, how much did we learn? We didn't learn a lot. We just did it because we didn't want to get hit anymore.
Out of fear, yes.
So, no. Mindset. Changing the way we think, changing our mind is what peace education really is about. Changing our mind. Changing the way we do many, many, many things.
I think that's
the book.
Yes. And go ahead, Cheryl, you were going to add to that?
Yeah, I was going to share a little something here that I had. So as it relates to your question, everything in nature, you know, has a different look and characteristic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but it all comes together to create harmony as well as a beautiful scenery, right? So if one understands the principles of respect, diverse harmony, and cooperation and coexistence embedded within nature, then they will realize that the human world can also move forward in harmony and beauty as well. So that was a little piece that was shared with us as it relates to what you were saying, you know, about hitting and you know, putting hands on people when it's absolutely not necessary. So if nature understands that it has to, you know, coexist, you know, nature understands its place. Nature understands that, you know, things are different and in character and the way it looks. So we as humans should be able to do the same.
We should be.
You know, so that concept, and again, I just go back to changing the mindset, you know, offering the things, the education that can change the mind. Because, mindset is truly, truly it is everything. And just, you know, encouraging people to become a student of peace. You know, to become citizens of peace. It has to be repeated over and over and over, you know, to really get it in our mind and in our heart, you know, because by nature, we're not, you know, peaceful people, you know, by our just our physical nature. That's, you know,
right.
that's not who we are. So it has to become, you know, has to be taught and it has to become a mindset.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that act of violence that everybody watched during an entertainment show, the Oscars, you know, and everybody's saying, well, what do we tell our children now? Because, you know, is the message, well, if somebody says something to insult you, do you hit them? Or, you know, how do you handle it if you're upset? Because this is an issue that children deal with. You know, bullying, name-calling, how do you respond when someone hurts your feelings? And we know that in our schools, fights break out all the time. When I was coming up, that was part of the daily entertainment. Who's going to have a fight after school? And so the nation has been talking about the Will Smith slap of Chris Rock. And what that meant and how we should process this and what do we teach our children. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Because one of the issues that we have in bringing peace is helping people deal with anger. And that's what people have not been able to manage. So we'll be right back and get some comments from our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and those who are listening online. We want you to join this conversation. Give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll certainly come right to you and get your thoughts. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategy with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Thank you.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at
www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV. YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Unmuted.
And we're back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with my co-host Kareem Hamid, and we've got with us our guest from Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light, better known as HWPL, Cheryl Jones and Teresa Johnson. And we are looking forward to incorporating this peace school curriculum as part of our program for this 12-week education is going to be made available right here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show starting this summer. So we're looking forward to, of course, the peace training that the instructors, our hosts, will have, and those who are participating, because we're really looking forward to changing a mindset. But before the break, we were taking a look at the very public slap that occurred during the recent Academy Awards. And it, of course, shook everybody to the core. And people had different points of view. But one of the things that came up is, well, what do we tell our children about? How do you handle anger? How do you handle insult? How do you handle the belief that you've been publicly humiliated? Is it okay to use violence? So I want to ask, well, first of all, let me ask you, Kareem, you realize a lot of people are saying, what does it say about the stereotype about black men, you know, violent and all that sort of thing? Even when you're rich and famous and wealthy and all of that, you still, you know, the hood comes out. So Kareem, how did you receive that incident, and how do you think we make that a teachable moment to our children?
Well, yes, thank you, and I graciously welcome our guests for their efforts in the attempt to achieve peace at the universal level. May Almighty God bless all of our results in trying to achieve that. You know, everyone is talking about what happened at the Academy Awards. You know, that was very minor. That was very minor in comparison to the violence that industry displays, the movie industry displays. The majority of action films is very gory, very violent, unfeeling, and now we're upset in comparison over a it was a minor incident in comparison to what Hollywood produces in the area of violent confrontation between people. The conversation has to be had as to the opinion makers, those that are in charge of media, be it print or visual, their responsibility for protecting the society in which we live. There used to be a census, a kind of a moral census board over our media. There were certain things you could not show publicly.
Yeah.
I believe we are addressing the symptom, which is adequate. Mm-hmm. Yes, we must address the symptom, but we also have to address the cause. When we look at the founding of this nation, it was founded through violent confrontation. Matter of fact, the pilgrims that came to this country were fleeing religious oppression.
Yeah.
Religious oppression. They were fleeing the atrocious acts of the Church of England. If we look at that, we will find torture, earth chambers. We will find death, people burned at the stake. That is because there is an intolerance to an opposing opinion. I want to, if I could, interject here, since we are speaking at the universal level. I want to call our attentions to a universal document that has been presented to the world as a way of governing ourselves. It is known as the Medina Charter. It is the first, constitution written for universal human rights, Many governments have borrowed aspects of it. We need to look at it in its totality and apply it in its totality. We speak of the word peace, but let's put something in front of that, a just peace, not just peace for peace's sake, but a just peace, a peace that calls into, that acknowledges the recognition that we are all human, and a peace that guarantees the exercise of human expression, religious expression, religious beliefs, religious practices. Matter of fact, the rights of to govern themselves along that religious line should be protected and guaranteed. So, and that was achieved. That was achieved in the city of Medina in Saudi Arabia. It was achieved. That peace was not through a force of arms. Peace was achieved in Medina not through the might of arms or the scale of wealth, but through the unyielding practices of submission and tolerance to one God, to love, reason, and a belief in God. Whether it's the God in the Bible, the Quran, or the Torah, the Medina Charter was arguably the first charter ever written. It shows that submission, that as we call it, Islam, rejects the use of compulsion in religion and violence and that over centuries of human existence, the most effective way to resolve conflicts comes through mediation and recognizing the humanity of those that you are in mediation with. So I would suggest to us and offer to this wonderful effort, the wonderful assembly of those that are seeking to obtain universal peace, if you would take a look at the Medina Charter. It was successful in obtaining the goals that we're all aiming at now. It preserved the right of communities to practice their faith. The only requirement was that we keep the peace. Keep the peace.
Yes, that is
the glue.
Right. Yes.
That's the clue. So I invite us, please take a look at the Medina Charter, examine it, and offer that first written document of universal human rights authored by the messenger of Almighty God, our Prophet Muhammad. We pray the prayers and the peace upon him. He was a mercy to not just to the Muslims. He is described as a mercy to the whole world. And through him, the first universal document of human rights was written, implemented, and the peace was achieved. So if we seriously take a look at the Medina Charter. Yes.
Well, you know,
so,
I'm looking,
you know, that's my...
And it says, and you know, Google tell you everything. So I looked up and says the Constitution of Medina was a document believed to have been written in the year 622. It was drawn up on behalf of the Islamic prophet Muhammad shortly after his arrival at Medina following his migration from Mecca. The document formed the basis of a multi-religious Islamic state in Medina. Of course, that's what Wikipedia tells us. And if, for those who know the history, this was after a war in which there was, in fact, a lot of persecution happening to the newly formed Muslim community. But we've had throughout our history a violent overtaking of other cultures and nations and the imposition of a belief system by force. We know the history of the Crusades and the Inquisition and all of that. And so it's wonderful that HWPL has started with the religious community and bringing about a monthly forum in which the leaders can have a dialogue and come to a commonality. But Brother Green has pointed out something that is essential for us to look at, and that is an entertainment culture of violence that we feed to our children every day. They watch it online, they watch it on television, they watch it in the movies, and the heroes of this very violent industry are those who they are basically encouraged to look up to and strive to emulate. So there's a bit of a contradiction there. We've got this praising of a violent culture through our entertainment, and we've even got the teaching of history in a way that we celebrate the conquerors of nations. That's been part of what's been taught in the school system. So how does the HWPL Peace School handle that contradiction in terms of how we've been taught to look at history and to look at those who have crushed the culture and way of life of others as some type of a victory, like what has happened with the Native Americans and others throughout the world, and then our entertainment culture that, you know, constantly entertains us with people being hurt, you know, shot, stabbed, blown up, you know, and that's, we've been feeding that as entertainment. How do we address that contradiction in our teaching so that children can, is right and what is wrong behavior? So if you want to give us some thoughts on that, how will the teachers of peace education be taught to address that very glaring contradiction in our culture that on the one hand constantly feeds us violence and then tells us to be peaceful? Oh, wait a minute. I got to make sure we unmute your mic.
So, Ms. Naima, in the first chapter of the peace education, it talks about original state of all creation, right?
Right.
So if you think about, in order to make any changes, we have to always get to the root of every problem. So without getting to the root of a problem, we can't make any changes. I'm going to speak from a little bit of a personal point. I remember, like, when my dad was a minister, and honestly, the first thing he took away from us was the television. When he became a minister, he wanted to change our mindset, change the way we looked at things, change the way we thought about things, so that he himself can incorporate the true values of living, and especially when we were living in South Chicago. There was violence every day. Lived among it, right? So, but he didn't want us to grow up with that violent tendency, but he did help us defend ourselves, because you have to also learn a way to do that as well. So not taking that away from anything, but what I'm saying is, when you go to the original state of learning peace, it has to start within us, the adults, right? Because we're the teachers of our children.
Yes.
So when students learn how people can really live in harmony, then they themselves can emulate that, and they can spread, you know, they can spread that within the culture where they are sitting. And until then, we change first. But we change first, because we're the example. We should teach our children that we're actually, the parents are the true heroes in this whole thing, right? Because once we learn, we teach ourselves, right, peace, and then we emulate that, then we truly become that hero. Not Hollywood. I'm sorry. Hollywood is not the hero for us. We love Hollywood. We appreciate everything that they do, right? But they're human. Like, they're human. Right?
Yeah.
And they need peace, too. They need peace, too. Thank you. Think about the work world in itself. Everybody needs peace. Everybody needs peace. So we don't take anything away from anything, but we do have to look at that foundation, the
right.
original state of our creation.
Right.
Where do we learn that violent behavior from?
Right. Well, that again brings us back to the reality that many parents don't know any other way to instill conformity, obedience, the desired behavior in their children other than using violence. So does this curriculum teach them a different way to get children to conform to what is desired without either verbal or physical violence?
You can use think about this. We can use a lot of things around us as well, nature, right? How does everything handle everything, right? If there's a flooding, the earth absorbs that water, correct? It may take a while sometimes, depending on the flooding. So everything helps everything. So with us, we have to think, we as a community of parents, if we band together and we help each other, most of the time parents get angry because there's no outlet.
Yeah.
There's no one to talk to.
Yeah.
There's no one to understand. We need to help each other. We need to band together as parents and teach as we learn peace education together. That's one of the goals. As parents, we will band together. Whether we're old parents or new parents, we have to band together and help each other and be that shoulder, be that to help each other. Learn peace within ourselves.
That's
what group education is going to teach us.
And that's where it starts, in how to handle stress without violence. We got a call on the line. And if you're listening online and want to join our conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Just press 1. That'll light your number up on our switchboard. We'll open your mic and get your thoughts. And if you're listening on American Muslim 360 line, you want to call in, 515-605-9891. Make sure you press 1 so our co-host, Kareem Hamid, can see your number and open your mic. And we're going to go to area code 866-466. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts about the HWPLP schools and how we can transform education and teach our children peace in this violent culture.
It's LA and Central Florida. The peace schools is a brilliant idea. I mean, you got parochial schools, you got Jewish Saturday schools. So I think the peace schools are right on time, much needed to teach people some peace skills, because a lot of us just don't have the skills needed to maintain peace if things get out of control. Just briefly on the Hollywood thing that happened with Sunday night. Hollywood is a community of film artists. And yeah. the primary business model of Hollywood, are movies, which are all type of movies. But we have to take a look at the core, what is an artist or what is art? Art, to a high degree, no matter what medium it is in, be it film, cartoons, reports or what have you, art basically reflects what is going on in society, good, bad, or indifferent. Exactly.
Right.
And artists are, they're the ones that put that out there. So what was, at least to me, scary about the, because I didn't think it was real at first. I thought it was staged, what happened Sunday night. Now, I'm a Will Smith fan, still am. I think he had a human moment where he's apologized for, but the optics on it is, let's say instead of Will Smith, it's Rufus Smith. And Rufus might be on the streets of Miami, Orlando, Chicago, Boston, New York. Every month, if not every week, there are people who are killed because of something that simple. Somebody says something that is taken out of context, and then somebody strikes somebody, and then they didn't know that the person that they struck had a gun, and then they turned around and shot him. So that was the scary thing about that. But let's bring it back home to the children, because there are many ways to look at what happened Sunday night. Just you can give a million different solutions, and they might all be right. But I think Will Smith has set an example in the point of he did apologize to Chris Rock, he apologized to the Academy, and if we can just leave it there, it'll probably blow over. I mean, they'll probably bring it up next year. That's the way humans are. 5 years from now, they might bring up the whole incident. But basically, it was, well, I won't say it was major or minor, but he did apologize. So one of the lessons, out of the many lessons that could be taught, is when you make a mistake, which he did own up to it. He apologized to Chris Rock, and we should cut it, just leave it at that. So I'll land my plane there.
Well, I think one of the points
if
that,
I can lend some comment,
yeah,
to what LA has said. Yes, Will Smith is an actor. it's identified as an art form. But he was able to apologize to Chris Rock. But the movies that are shown to us and our children, the many murders via the movie industry. Now, we know after after that scene is over and someone has been shot or supposedly killed, that actor gets up off of the ground, goes back to his trailer, removes the makeup and all of that, and goes on with their life. So the blurred line is in fiction and reality. It's in fiction and reality. We know that that these movies are fiction. We know that. But it is already planted in the mind of us as humans how to resolve conflict.
Right. Even
the
though
actor gets up.
Yeah.
But the idea is yet there. And just look at the movie Bad Boys. Bad Boys. There has to be a foundation for moral responsibility. I'm not blaming. He didn't write that script, but he accepted that part.
Right.
Him and many others. So there has to be a moral question. Hollywood is in the business of making money. If our print media, if it bleeds, it leads. That is forming criterion in our thinking. This is how you resolve this. So, and as parents, praise be to God, as parents, what can parents do? There's a friend of mine, Imam Yahya Shabazz, that lives in California, and he is formulating an organization of concerned citizens and parents that are trying to reach and address the FCC, the Federal Communications. They control what comes over our airwaves, and address them as to their moral responsibility to censor the ideas and the visuals that are being fostered on the American public.
Mm.
So that is what parents can do. We can all organize and address the FCC. And God willing, they will apply pressure to the sponsors that sponsor this type of so-called entertainment. Money, follow the money. Follow the money. They may not respond morally, but if we can organize to such a great number whereby we will boycott the sponsorship, those that sponsor such movies, such music, such print medium, they will respond because they are profit-driven. At this point, we do want them to be morally driven. But let's deal with the first thing first. Cut off the money supply.
That is a challenge because, as you say, you know, it is a business, and it has been profitable to push violence. We got to take another break. I'm going to see if our guests can stay and talk about how do we counteract the very real business of violence in teaching peace, because this is a battle, and certainly there are financial benefits to pushing the violent agenda.
How do we counteract that? How do we teach something different? And how do we help people to decide to take our culture in a different direction? So we'll be back after.
Naima?
Yes.
Yes, I'm informing you that we have a caller on the AM360 board. Inshallah, after we pause for station identification and public service announcement, I would like to open their mic.
Yes, and I may need to switch numbers. I'm going to need to switch phones. One of my phones is dying, so look for my call on area code 312-721 after the break. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
Okay, thank you.
So we got a caller on our line, 706-202. We'll take you after the AM360 caller. And for those who are watching us on our Facebook page, we'll be up and running again in just a moment. We'll be right back. Got a bit of a stall on our channel here. But for those who are on our Female Solution Blog Talk channel, we do encourage you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1. One of the things that we look forward to doing is to offer this as a curriculum, offer this as a means to teach our children, and that means addressing the fact that what we have been teaching them is incorrect. So that means we need to be honest about what we have become and what we have allowed to happen to our culture, and the fact that the violence that they're experiencing in their world is what has been created by a profit-driven culture and entertainment industry. And if we don't want that, then we need to change what we're choosing, change how we're choosing to spend our money, and change how we're choosing to entertain our children. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Yes, we are. Thank God. Yes.
And let me see here. We've got our guest with us. Oh, I had a little technical issue, had to change devices, but our guests are still with us, and I may have to change another device. So give me one more moment, and we're going to be right back and continue our discussion. Working on changing this other device, but in the meantime, Brother Kareem, if you'd like to bring on your caller, and of course 706-202, we'll bring on right after that. So Kareem, are you with us? And you know, before as he gets ready to come on. One of the things I want to take a look at is the fact that we have such a contradiction when it comes to our society and what we're actually doing, and to be able to teach our children peace. At some point, we have to admit what we're doing is wrong. You know, we can't have them act like it's not happening, like all the things he's saying about the entertainment the monetary benefits of pushing violence, violent toys. I mean, everybody goes out and buys their little son a toy machine gun. You know, you have the toy soldiers. We have all these things, and especially during war times, you have an increase in war games. You've got the video games. So how does the HWPL Peace School address all of the areas of violence in our culture, contradiction to what we should be doing as people learning how to get along peacefully? How does the curriculum address all of these issues and all of these ways that we're pushing violence in our culture so that they can recognize it and perhaps change it?
I can share on that.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the way that HWPL addresses those issues is...
phone unmuted.
Naima? I'm sorry, I'm all in.
Yes, yeah, I've been trying to change numbers, but until before this device dies out. But in the meantime, Cheryl is explaining how the curriculum addresses a lot of the contradictions in our culture, and then we'll take the caller on your switchboard, and then we'll go to 706 on our switchboard. So go ahead, Cheryl, you're explaining.
Yeah, so we have to look at the causes, you know, of some of these things. And, you know, when you look at our world today, there's so much going on. So we have to consider issues of, you know, oppression, hate, gaps between, you know, there's gaps between the rich and the poor, and environmental issues, and all these things and more. And also, I wanna say we have to consider hate, you know, its ugly head, and greed. You know, because as you were talking and as I was listening to Brother Hamid speak about, you know, Hollywood and its nature, really, you know, what is the backdrop behind much of that? It can be, you know, greed, you know, all the money, you know what I mean? And I think someone raised the question, well, you know, talked about, you know, the movies and the content behind the movies. Well, the content behind the movies is none other than, you know, greed. Because if we're really thinking about our children and what they're watching, what they're taking in, then perhaps those kinds of content won't be, you know, so readily available. But it is. It's everywhere. And the whole point, purpose of it is to make money.
Right.
Right? So we have to look at those issues and address those issues. And HWPL, I know in lessons, I believe 1-4, begins with explaining the discovery, you know, of peace and nature and all those things. But then in lessons 5-12, it explains about the values of peace that should be placed within each student's heart and mind. And then gratitude, consideration, sacrifice, forgiveness, etiquette, law-abiding spirit, courage, values need to be spread. And so this is chaotic world in which we live in. So that's how we, you know, that's our approach to these kinds of things. And it's not just for, you know, school-age children, as we have been talking about.
Right.
You know,
for grown folks. Right.
You know, can be internalized and characterized within the students, whether they're small children or adults. They can truly become those who are citizens of peace and peace messengers, and, you know, even allow them to be heroes of peace.
You know,
and it can set us on the path to really setting a standard. You know, so that's our approach towards, you know, those kinds of things.
It makes a lot of sense. Brother Kareem, before you open the mic to the next caller, I need you to open the mic 312-721. I need to switch phones because one is about to die.
Okay, I see you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to open. That's the phone that you're utilizing. I'm going to open it now and close the one you're on now here.
All right. see if we can.
Unmuted.
And I think we have been successful at that transfer. Naima, 312-721. I've opened that mic that you have informed me that you will be speaking from.
All right, can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Great. Okay, I'm going to disconnect this other one. All right, and there we have it. Woo! Okay. Yes, so the point that Cheryl made, of course, is one that we have to take a look at. We've got to teach the adults, first and foremost, and then address all of the things that fuel this violent culture, which is the underlying thing is greed. And that's a lot of what precipitates violence, even when we look at issues such as war, you know, somebody taking from someone else or someone denying someone else the resources they need. So all of this is part of what fuels the violence in our culture. And so if we're going to teach peace, we've got to teach all the things that disturb the peace. And be realistic about the fact that violence just doesn't come out of nowhere. People are reacting to something, and the thing that they're reacting to has to be removed. So let's take your caller, Kareem, on your switchboard, and then we'll go to 706-202. Uh-oh.
Okay, yes, I'm here. Yes, ma'am. I want to address something very briefly, in a very brief moment, then I will open up 312-671. We are, the world's attention is on Russia's war in the Ukraine. Now, you know, we have to be able to look at circumstances and situations with just not one vision, not just one view. And I'm not excusing Putin for the brutality that is being exacted on the citizens of Ukraine. But being a student of history, there was a historical context connected with that. That there was a huge power called the Soviet Union. It was a conglomeration of countries that Russia held sway over and influence. And those countries comprised the Soviet Union. And then on the flip side of that, now, those countries were in Eastern Europe. On the flip side of that was an organization formed called NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is comprised of nations that we would describe of Western leanings.
Mm-hmm.
The communist system collapsed within inside of itself. The Soviet Union broke up. Secretary of State James Baker was in communication with the representatives of Russia, and they asked, will you sign a non-aggression treaty? In other words, that NATO would not enact aggressive action toward Russia. Well, over the span of time, we see that those nations that were presently under the Soviet influence have joined NATO. And now there are countries just right at the border of Russia that are seeking or perhaps may become a part of the NATO alliance. The Russians feel threatened. The Russian leadership feels threatened by that, that now you are at our borders. You are at our borders. And the agreements that we made, you have not kept them. These are aggressive moves toward us. I'm just looking at it from both sides.
Right.
And they feel
So what do you do if somebody's threatening you? I mean, as you said, you know, they're responding to what they perceive as a threat. And even though the media is painting it as an act of aggression from Russia, but it's not looking at the unspoken act of aggression of having people who may be considered enemies who have nuclear weapons right at your borders. So in a situation like that, Brother Kareem, how do we teach our children to see both sides and maybe even see what should be done if there seems to be a threat to someone? How do you peacefully respond to what seems to be an imminent threat?
Speaking right into the international situation that we're in, the world is threatened with nuclear exchange. I have said earlier, there is a group of countries called the non-aligned. That means that they are not aligned with NATO nor the Warsaw Pact. They are non-aligned. They take a position of neutrality. And fortunately, I'm hearing that with the direct negotiations with the Russian political system and those that are pushing for a solution, that is what they are offering, that Ukraine be in a position of neutrality. And we hope that will stop this insane war that we're all witnessing. And I got to say it, the West played Ukraine like a chess piece.
Well,
they played them like a chess piece. I'll stop right there, my sister. Thank you.
Yes, and I think that's something also. We're going to teach our children how to be peaceful. We have to teach them what created this dynamic, and that's the very problem itself. You have certain powers
treating children to be non-aggressive.
Well, you know, also looking at how some nations have been played like chess pieces, and that's wrong. To look at somebody as a pawn in your overall scheme of domination, that in itself, and like Cheryl was saying, the whole underlying issue of greed, wanting to control, wanting to dominate, that itself creates violence. So that structure of some nations controlling others, that has to be changed if we're going to really create a world of peace, which means we have to teach our children the truth about how it came about. And admit the fact that it's wrong because it hurts someone. I know you got a caller, and we got 706-202 that's been holding. So let's get to our callers and then get a response from our guest.
Okay. Error code 312-671. I think this is Minister Plump, if I'm not mistaken. 312-671, your microphone.
Yes. We on Yad Shalom. Who are we? Don't die. We multiply. Black is blessed. Best and beautiful, and we are all about success breeds success. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem. Sister Naima.
Wa alaikum assalam.
This is your brother and friend, Minister Robert Floyd Plump, the president of the Harold Washington Foundation. Thank you so much for taking our call. I just want to remind everybody that April 15th is Naima Latif's Earth Day birthday, and it's also the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington's Earth Day birthday. And we'll be celebrating, and we're inviting all the brothers and the sisters in peace, love, unity, marketing people and that is you, Naima, the female solution. It's everything with her and the female solution, and you two, Brother Kareem and the brothers. We got a 100-year centennial honoring Mayor Hal Washington on his Earth Day birthday. We're going to be at the Hal Washington Park District all day from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And we're going to be at 5200 South High Park Boulevard. We're going to have a parade caravan. We're going to be leaving.
Well,
from
the club. We always appreciate the fact that there are peaceful things happening, and we certainly appreciate celebrating a leader who, in fact, demonstrated how to put together coalitions, how to make city, and we want to even teach our children the examples of that. As we go to area code 706202, let me ask our guest, what does the peace school teach in terms of what is appropriate for leadership that is elected? How should they go about making fairness in a city so that you don't have violence? We know one of the biggest issues of violence in the city of Chicago is the, and probably cities throughout the nation and the world, is the disparity between the wealthy and the non-wealthy. So what are some of the principles that the Peace School teaches about what is fair for government leaders to do to keep the peace? And then we're going to go to area code 706202. So make sure your mic is open. Okay. Oh, and guess bring Teresa on. Okay. So, yes, I've asked, what is the peace school in terms of, you know, teaching various things about civics, government, you know, economics and all of those things that children learn. But what is the emphasis on the responsibility of those who are in government to be the ones who are fair and just in distributing or making or having access to opportunities and resources so that peace can be maintained? Is that something that also is addressed?
Well, the curriculum, you know, once the person who or people or organization who wants to teach this curriculum, you know, because like I said, they have to be educated first. They have to be educated on all of these things, the purpose of it. You know, why this curriculum was created, you know, what every aspect of it, the leaders have to be educated on all of these things. And they become educated, then they can, you know, be able to teach it to the students. So, but as I had shared earlier, you know, the curriculum covers range of topics and, you know, ways to deal with conflict and, you know, just coexisting, you know what I mean? So as I had shared earlier, how lesson, I believe, 5 to 12 explains about the values of peace, about, you know, gratitude and just, you know, basic consideration and having a law-abiding spirit, you know? So those things are important, you know? Talks about forgiveness. So all those things are all wrapped up within that curriculum.
Mm. And those are definitely things that are needed, especially when you talk about forgiveness, because things that have happened, a lot of wars happen because of vengeance, because of something else that happened before. So that's why war doesn't solve a problem. It only creates a spirit of vengeance. And violence doesn't solve a problem. It only creates a spirit of vengeance. You have to have forgiveness. So let's go to area code 706202, introduce yourself to our listening audience, and give us your thoughts.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, before you go, we got to take another quick break. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break and come right back to area code 706202. If you can stay with us, we'll be right back. So hold on. Be back in a moment. Stay with us. Growing Up Charles,
About finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth. Solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid, and our guest today from HWPL, which stands for Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light. And that's what we're striving to create, a heavenly culture where there is world peace and restoration of light. That's our goal, and that's the goal of the Peace Schools that are being established all throughout the world. And we here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show will be an outlet for this 12-week program teaching our children the principles of peace, which we then expect they will spread throughout their environment, in their homes, schools, among their peers, and establish as a way of life as they become the inheritors of this world and the adults that are going to be the leaders of tomorrow. So we've got to teach it today. So area code 706-202, thank you so much for your patience and staying with us. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Naima.
Wa alaikum salam.
And to your guest, Shirley, I believe it is. You know, yeah. I've been listening to this and Shirley and Teresa. Okay. And it's important as to how we educate our children. President of Tanzania, Julius Nyerere, says, "Whosoever educates your children controls your world." And it's been proven because what we're seeing now in this world, and especially in our communities, because the first government is the family. Kilom is the culture and the way that the family raises the children. We did an infusion conference in 1989 and 90 here in Atlanta. And the part of it was we created a curriculum from K through 12th grade that basically was African-centered, in which we gave our story and how we were in the world. And the part of it is that it only lasted in 91, and then Atlanta school system put it on the shelf because they said that it was not multicultural. And the part for it is that the part of it is we take U.S. history and we take U.S.
You can open up her line, the 312.
Okay, 312-721. Your mic is now open.
Yes, this is Naima Latif. We're on the other line on the Female Solution, and Kwame yes. Sunhorse is speaking from our switchboard. Go ahead, Kwame.
Yes.
Back with our American Muslim 360 line. Go ahead, yes. Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia is speaking.
Okay, and what I'm seeing is that, yes, we have to begin in the, at the home front because that's where we're first governing. Going on Ukraine, we've got wars going on in our community. We've got homeless people as just like they have refugees. We're focusing our attention away from what is being destroyed in our community when we need to be focusing and building and getting the resources to build our communities, because if ours are being destroyed, we sure can't help someone else. So the part that we're seeing in this whole design for the mind is that, you know, even the Oscar, you know, that was a thing to where black-on-black crime was put on. He was given an Oscar for black-on-black crime. He was given an Oscar for playing the part of a black father raising two daughters and they becoming champions. But the part is that they had to take it down and make him go attack, because if that had been a white comedian saying that, Will would not have moved out of his seat. So we've been trained to attack
each
other.
I mean, you don't know
because
it didn't happen. We can only speculate because it happened the way it happened, so we don't know how he would have responded, you know. Or maybe people would have attacked the white comedian and said, oh, he shouldn't have said that. So, I mean, we don't really know what would have happened if the dynamics had been different.
But,
you know, we can only
okay, speculate. And that is correct. But what I'm saying is what is being portrayed through media on black-on-black crime was just done on worldwide television, to where a black man attacks another black man. And so are the things in which psychologically we keep damaging our children for them to see this type of interaction between two black men. And so what we're needing is education comes from the Latin word means to induce brain. It means to bring out. We once upon a time in colored schools did more in educating than we do today with what we call segregation. So there's something that is not done correctly in how we raise a nation, because to take a woman and a man, which stands for to make another nation, is very important in how a man is seen in his home. And if we look at statistically, there's an absence of a lot of making another nation in the homes. It's left up to the woman to make another nation. So we've got to bring some things back together in governing family first. We talk about world peace.
I definitely agree.
We talk about world peace, but our world is in chaos. We are at war.
If
yeah,
I may,
well,
the subject matter,
he starts within.
The subject matter being addressed does not negate or separate one party from another. The subject matter is universal peace, the peace for the human being. No matter what our skin color, we are human beings, and we and so when we're addressing human issues, that includes us and everyone else. We cannot separate ourselves from humanity through this color-coded.
I'm in agreement.
We are identifying ourselves.
Right, but as Rumi, a Sufi prophet, says, everything in the universe is within you. That's where you begin. Your universe is within that heart that beats. That's where the art is. That's where we hear our thoughts and we hear the sounds of our creator. The part of us being able to go to the heart, the seat of the will, and that thy will be done. We're talking about a universal, and we don't even want to go in and deal with ourselves.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons for this school. I think that's one of the reasons for this school is you have to teach each individual. You can't change other people. You can only change yourself. And if you know within yourself there's a war, if you react violently when you're hurt or angry or frustrated or fearful, then you have to fix that within yourself. And that's where the lessons come in. How do you respond to situations? How do you teach yourself? How do you train yourself? How do you control yourself so that when something happens that could be provocative, you are in control of your own responses? And that has to be taught, but also it has to be demonstrated. And you're right. It has to start within our homes, but as we're saying, if the parents are out of control because of their parenting style, if they've been using slaps and hits and spanking to enforce their will, then they have to relearn how to parent in order to be teachers of peace to their children. So one of our challenges in adopting this program and putting it forth on the Female Solution as a 12-week program is to, and that first part is teaching the teachers, which are the parents, teaching them a different way of thinking, behaving, and acting so that they can be the right examples, which means they have to learn different skills. And we've been saying that. If you don't know any other skill to get your child to conform to what you want other than hitting, then you have to be taught a different skill. It's not letting them run wild and undisciplined. It's knowing the skill of how to guide in a way that's peaceful. And this is what parents have not known, which is why when we talk about corporal punishment, there's always a bunch of people saying, yeah, but then you're just going to let your child run wild because they don't have the skills of peace. So before we take this next call on the switchboard, let me ask our guest, how do we deal with the fact that it's been culturally accepted to use violence to assert one's strength or to protect one's honor or to respond to a perceived threat? It's been culturally accepted, not just by black people, but really like Kareem was saying, it's been universal. That's a universal problem we got to correct. How does the curriculum deal with changing the cultural value that it is admirable, especially for men, to express violence in order to show strength? How does the curriculum deal with that? And then we're going to go to area code 773-737 and 773-521. We'll take those calls after that. So give us your thoughts on how the curriculum addresses that.
It's like any curriculum. It starts with changing the mind, right? You can't change a behavior until you change a thought. You can't change a behavior until you change your mind. You have to, you have to take self-control, right? Because there's a situation. Are you reacting? So team curriculum teaches us first how to change our thoughts, change our minds, and change, and then our hearts change. Because then we can administer self-control. Now, I'm not going to say this overnight. I'm saying because these are taught, they're deep-rooted in a lot of us, right? Because that's the way we were taught.
Right.
But, I was thinking as I was listening, every day is going to be one block at a time, one house at a time, one person at a time, right? And I'm a disciplinarian. Because I grew up that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm using myself as an example. Cheryl knows that she laughs at me. So, I'm a disciplinarian. It took a lot for me to change my mind to say, that's not how you have to handle this situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I had to learn, think first. Why am I reacting this way? Does this situation a lot for me to behave in this manner? Does that make sense? So peak education, once we embed it and we get it within ourselves, we can change the way we behave. We can change the way we manage all situations. But I'm not going to say without the village.
Right.
We're going to need help.
Right.
We're going to help each other.
Got
to
change,
you know, yeah. And sure, I might want to add more, but...
Yeah, I agree. It's a work in progress all the time, changing the mind.
We have a caller here on the AM 360 line, too.
Yeah.
My sister, I wanted to...
Yes, and we've got a viewer on our Facebook page, Winning Davis, says, great morning. Yes, it is. Thank you so much for watching. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, feel free to write in your comments. We'll share them with our listening and viewing audience. We've got a couple callers here. We're going to try to squeeze in all of them before we go, and we want to also give our guests a chance to announce about this coming Saturday. We've got a gathering for those who are committed to peace within and without, global peace. They're committed to being part of that movement and want to lend their support. There's a meeting that we're going to talk about that you can participate in online, a global peace meeting that you can participate in. So let's quickly go to area code, let's take 773-521, and then we're going to go to 773-737. 773-521, introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts. What's your name and where you're calling from?
It's Koopy from Midwest. I feel sorry for people right now who are getting caught up in this brainwashing and trying to find peace, I'm not being indoctrinated. I'm not in others' world. I don't participate in what the world is doing. You look at the Supreme Court judge, you look at the Supreme Court judge, they put a black woman up there that her baby was a transgender child. Did you know that? She's here to represent them. Okay.
Well,
we're being.
I don't know what you're gonna do. It doesn't kind of matter.
That's the problem. That's the problem. See, I'm not in it. But I can see what the enemy is doing. So now I'm at peace, and my financial situation is better. Once you stay focused on what the world is doing, you're looking for peace for the rest of your life. You're looking to try to change your mind for the rest of your life. My mind has changed. I know who I am. I'm not no African. You can bring me on no boat. I was here. I'm at peace. I'm prospering. Until people can get there and get out of the world and stop letting the world create these narratives, because they don't keep y'all in some mess and gossip all the time. And that's how.
Well, thank you for calling, Koopy. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling. And I agree. We definitely have to control what narrative we allow to be a part of our thoughts. Let's go to area code 773-737. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts about the Peace School initiated by HWL.
Well, hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers, Grand Rising. This is Mama D, host of Wisdom with Mama D. What happened to kidnapped captives coming in chains is different from those who came from countries by choice. And there is a need to reculturalize thinking. because American schools are indoctrinating students, not educating them. They're indoctrinating them with detrimental values that is harmful to the nature of a human beings and the human family. So when we go back to the SLAP, they discussed the fact that Will Smith was playing the role of a real black man, the Williams sister's father, who protected his family. Now, and they also brought up the fact that Will Smith had to watch his father beat up on his mother, and he couldn't do anything to protect her. I wonder how many little boys, when they feel that they're supposed to protect their mothers when they see their fathers beating them, and they're just little boys. What does that do to their psyche? So we have to have these peace schools, because when we're going against the nature of a human being, all human beings, I don't care what you call yourself, they come from the union of a male and a female. And when you try to reconstruct human nature, it creates this tension and this violence, because you can't be doing wrong and feel right. And
Mama D, we got one more caller, Mama D, but I'm hoping, Mama D, that you're going to be part of our peace school training. All of our hosts, we're looking forward to being part of this training for the curriculum, because we're going to be presenting it through our programs, and certainly we want to be those ambassadors for peace. And Mama D is an educator. She has taught preschool children, so she is skilled in teaching them the ways of peace. She's got some very innovative methods that she has used that we're looking forward to sharing. Mama D, we're going to see if we can squeeze in that last caller, because I want to give our guests a chance to announce about the Saturday program. Thanks so much for calling. And, of course, remember always to tune in on the fourth Saturday here on The Female Solution to hear wisdom with Mama D, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central. And go ahead, Kareem. We've got about 1 minute for your caller, and then we're going to get our last words from our guest.
Okay, Eric, call 724-866, if you would, please.
Okay, you got about a minute, and you got to...
Yes, assalamu alaikum. I'm glad that someone is taking the initiative to retrain with more with peaceful words and peaceful actions. But as a retired educator myself, too much in the system, just like was displayed at the Oscars. Chris Rock, mm-hmm. No one's talking about him, because words make people too. And he has to take responsibility for the words that came out of his mouth. And that's what a lot of times happens in schools. The one that hits is punished, has a consequence. But the one that says something to cause a person to react gets away with no consequence. And I think we need to start talking. And someone has even put up, Chris Rock supposedly has all these psychological issues with something with words. And many people have said, we don't know how much the Academy played into this, because I think this year, so many in different divisions, African-Americans and non-traditional people have gotten Oscars this year. So it seems
This is a big year for black people.
So much of it's being staged. Because supposedly there were, Regina Bell even made comments about Jada. So I think
that's an important point to be brought up about words.
We have to be careful of those words too that come through our mouths.
I believe Chris Rock was not aware of. He was not aware of the medical condition of Jada.
Before we go, absolutely.
I believe he was. That was
too far.
I'm talking about his own. They're putting out
but
now
I do
that Chris Rock has medical conditions.
Yes, I appreciate you making that point because
we
that is
do.
One of the things that you have
yes,
to deal with.
When you look at it, yes.
Is your words. But before we go, we just got a minute left, Brother Kareem. I need our guests to be able to make this announcement about Saturday's peace meeting, global meeting. Can you give us the information on that for those who want to try to tune in? How do they find it? How do they participate?
Yes, so we have, AWPL is hosting the Global Pastors Conference, and the theme of it is the roles of pastors and leaders in this area. So this event is it is for pastors, which, you know, as some of you may know, we work very closely with religious leaders for our interfaith dialogue conferences that we host each month. And so there is a duty that the leaders have to help bring about peace, you know, and we want to get the word out about it. Our chairman, Chairman Lee, will be speaking on the roles of pastors and the leaders in this era and just offering up, you know, some really good words on and encouraging words on the work that needs to be done, what needs to take place in order to help bring about peace.
All right. Well, our blog talk channel will be going on about 10 seconds. So we'll make sure, Kareem, yourself and any other imams, that, leaders that you want to participate, get the link to that meeting. It is, 11 a.m. on Saturday, 11 to 12:30 p.m., yes.
I have to leave the air now. As-salamu
so alaykum. He's got to leave the air, and we'll be also leaving. And we want to thank you all for joining us. Thank you to our guests. Thank you to our wonderful co-hosts. We appreciate all
You're
of
welcome.
You who participated in this conversation. And most definitely, we're looking forward to bringing the Peace School to the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And we will be announcing the starting date so you can get prepared. Be a part of the process. Thank you so much to our guests. Looking forward to being a part of
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyabat, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jared, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.